Armed Escort Teams, Alpha Echo Tango, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. 1. What directive contains the manual for the establishment, administration, and deployment of armed escort teams? Bupers Instruction 1640.20 Series. 2. What is the definition of the term prisoner as used in Bupers Instruction 1640.20 Series? Service members under custody of law enforcement or security personnel. 3. What are low-risk prisoners? Prisoners not designated by the NAVCON Brig, Naval Consolidated Brig CO, or NACIC, Navy Absentee Collection and Information Center, OIC, as high risk. 4. Who must be notified in advance and be provided with an escort movement plan outlining movement activities and itinerary in situations deemed high-risk prisoners on commercial aircraft. CNO, November 154. 5. What is the mission of the armed escort team? To provide armed military escort capability for the movement of personnel deemed high risk under custody from one detention or confinement facility to another. 6. What are high-risk prisoners? Those service members charged and/or convicted of serious crimes or Uniform Code of Military Justice offenses. 7. Why is an AET recall telephone list established and maintained, which indicates where the AET member's next of kin may be reached, home and work telephone numbers and addresses, so that sufficient numbers of AET members are available in the proper mix given short notice requirements? 8. How are low-risk prisoners and apprehended deserters escorted? By unarmed escorts. 9. How are all armed escort team missions documented? By a NAVPERS 1640/33 Armed Escort Team Mission Report, Report Control Symbol RCS 1640-15, submitted to CNO, November 154. 10. What is the retention period for the NAVPERS 1640/33 Armed Escort Team Mission Report, submitted to CNO, November 154? 2 years. 11. Who is the curriculum model manager for the prisoner escort certification course and therefore the responsible official to formulate the rigorous training requirements for the use of deadly force and the carrying of firearms by Navy and non-Navy military personnel during prisoner escort missions? NAVCON Brig, Charleston. 12. What credentials are issued when mandatory AET training is completed and proficiency testing is passed? OPNAV 5512/2, Authorization to Carry Firearms, or NAVPERS 1630/12, Credentials for NACIC Escorts, which will be signed and subsequently issued to AET members. 13. What prevails when other service military members, USAF, USA, and USMC, are assigned to AETs and their regulations conflict with Navy requirements? The stricter requirement will prevail. 14. How often must AET members have a requalification proficiency test? Annually. 15. How often must AET members requalify for weapons proficiency? Semi-annually. 16. What is used by NACIC for the storage and issuance of their weapons and ammunition as needed for training and missions? The Memorandum of Understanding established with Naval Station Great Lakes Police Department. 17. What is required by an issuing activity to be executed prior to issuing any firearm or ammunition to any individual in order to ensure that the individual doesn't have a qualifying conviction of a crime of domestic violence? DD Form 2760, Qualification to Possess Firearms or Ammunition. 18. When do AET members check out and check in weapons? They are checked out at the onset of the mission and turned back in as immediately as practical after completing a mission for storage and accountability. 19. What does an AET member do with their weapon when an overnight stay away from the home station is required? The weapon will be secured at the nearest military facility if practical. 20. What action should be taken if an AET member cannot store their weapon during an overnight stay away from the home station? Every effort must be made not to store weapons in car trunks or hotel rooms. The AET leader should make proper notification and request approval from the CO or OIC of the assigned facility or organization. 21. When may a weapon be taken into a private residence, that is, overnight storage at home when returning late from a mission? Never. 22. What is the manpower staffing requirement for NAVCON Briggs and NACIC to ensure a viable program in place to transport high-risk prisoners? Teams with a minimum of 10 personnel, at least 3 of which must be female. 23. What personnel comprise the high-risk prisoner escort teams? Personnel within the organization's current billet structure. 24. Where is a list of qualified AET members provided with changes updated as changes occur? CNO, November 154. 25. What action is taken for AET members who fail to remain current in their training and proficiency? They are disqualified from the AET, relieved, and reassigned within the NAVCON Brig or NACIC organizational structure. 26. Who is the pre-approval authority for all AET escort missions? CNO, November 154. 27. What is the minimum escort-to-prisoner ratio for an AET mission? 2 certified armed escorts. 28. When may AETs be diverted mid-mission to pick up other prisoners? Never, irrespective of risk assessment. 29. What duty uniform is worn during all AET prisoner escort missions? Civilian clothes. 30. Whenever possible, when must the aircraft operator be notified that they need to have a weapon accessible, designate the flight, and provide the identity and risk assessment of the prisoner being escorted? At least 24 hours in advance of departure. 31. When does the AET and escorted prisoner arrive at the airline check-in counter? At least 1 hour in advance of the scheduled departure. 32. What is the airline seating requirement when escorting a prisoner? The AET will be seated between the prisoner and any aisle at the back of the plane and not in an exit. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.